Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome, everybody. Thanks for being here. Angela, we'll put the links in the Facebook chat. We are on live on Journey into the Light and also live on Facebook Live. Got so many things going here. I think I'm going to forget something, but welcome, everybody, and we're really glad everybody is here. Start calling into the radio show, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, and one of the best mediums out there you will find. If you're wanting to connect with loved ones, okay, if I had a Bible here, I put my hand on the Bible. I guess I got to start putting a Bible here. But I've been doing this for close to 10 years. I've done over 4,000 shows, more than that. I've interviewed top to bottom for psychics, especially mediums, on the show. And there are some that always rise to the top. And one of those is medium Michelle Fletcher, who is my guest tonight. She not only contacted me to my parents, when my parents have been passed to the other side a long, long time. My dad died when I was 13, and my mom died next to me in a car when I was 16. So, yes, a long time. And not just me, though. It is so many and so many that I have heard on this show. And I'll give you one example how good Media Michelle is, okay? I could give you hundreds of, because Media Michelle was one of my very first guests back 9 years ago, okay? But now listen closely. True story. You can go back on video and audio and hear it. Okay, so in the very first year, we're doing a show, Michelle and I, and I've only been doing this show probably 4 months or something like that, 4 or 5 months, and a caller calls in, and she's wanting to connect with her sister, and the caller is fairly young, I would imagine, 20s, 30s, and into the reading, Michelle says, and Michelle always told me that, you know, so I learned a lot through Michelle. If you're really a medium and you're ethical, you got to give what you're getting, you know? So she says, now when she said this, I thought, oh my goodness. Okay, you know, like, I know you got to get what you're saying, but could you have not said this one? Because didn't think the answer from the sister would be good. So, but anyway, the reading that Michelle got from pulling her sister was, Michelle said to the caller, are you wearing your sister's panties? Are you wearing your sister's panties? And when I heard that, I thought, man, Michelle, this is not going to go over well. I'm going to have the caller is going to be upset, and I'm just early in my show, and this is, of course, just split thinking, you know, like seconds, you know how that is. And the caller, though, to my shock and unbelievably, and from that point on, sold me on media. Michelle Fletcher said, and she started crying, the caller, and she said yes, that she was wearing her sister's panties because she so desperately wanted to connect with her and was unable to. And she thought that by doing this, you know, you've heard that of holding, you know, loved one's objects and things like that can bring the loved one in, you know, better. And we'll ask Media Michelle that question tonight before we go to callers. But she said yes. And from there, I mean, there's others, but Michelle brought in other relatives were saying how the caller always liked to eat like Twinkies and things like that. And the caller was just crying. And so, yes, I mean, this is one of the best. And tonight, call on in to speak to Media Michelle to connect with your loved one. Now, as we always do in our last show, we dedicate it to our homeless mission, Love in Action. And it's about helping someone that is worse off than ourselves. And I go out and I help the homeless in our area, Oklahoma City, and they don't have four walls and a roof like I'm looking at right now, and probably you are too. And you probably have heard this, you know, what we do, and we dedicate just our last shows, which is about four shows of the week for our homeless mission. That's the whole funding for the mission. So we ask if you can please donate tonight $25 to the mission, the GoFundMe mission, and we'll bring you in for a 10-minute reading. I mean, and I do want to say this, and that's like it goes for a great cause, but the same part too, this is regularly, you know, Michelle's readings are above $200. I know that's for an hour, but so you're getting a great opportunity, but it goes for an amazing cause. So you can donate $25 if you want to donate more. My gosh, that'd be so much appreciative. But you know, we have taken like Burles, which you probably have heard the story, from being homeless since the age of 14 to now having a place. Now having a place that he calls home. And we did that all through this mission, Love in Action, right here. The callers did it. I know I'm the organizer, I'm the leader. Someone has to be. But all of you have done that. And so many others, and I post most of their pictures on Facebook. So that's what we do, and it goes for a great cause. Now, if you're saying, Mike, I'm in a bad situation, I can't donate at all, stay on the phones. We want everybody to be included as time permits. We'll work in as many callers as we can. We will bring in those who donate first, of course, as our thank you for supporting the mission. Because you have to – the reason I started the mission, and I've always talked about the mission all 9 years of doing this show, is I've always thought and that, you know, we call ourselves spiritual, right? We're listed under spirituality. And I've always thought, you know, us being spiritual, what does spiritual mean anyway? Means love of our brothers and sisters. And us being spiritual, if we are not going to help others, who will? Who will? You ask yourself. You ever ask yourself that question? Probably not. But who will? Danion Brinkley. I think a lot of you guys know Danion, who had three near-death experiences, and I've interviewed him a lot here, and he's coming up a little bit later on LA Talk Radio on our show. And he told me something, though, really profound on my very first year. He said, Michael, and everybody, I hope everybody's listening, you got to ask yourself this question, okay? Everybody listening? Danion said, Michael, if God couldn't come today and sent you instead, Michael, what would you say you've done today to make the world a better place? And that's really profound. It really is. Because we all know that the people in Washington, D.C., and the rich and powerful, they're not going to help. I mean, no. I mean, it comes down to organizations, churches, things like that. So if you even love the radio show, you listen to it a lot. You know, some people even tithe to the show because you should, you know, wherever you're getting your spiritual nourishment, like churches or wherever. I mean, anyway, that's all I'll say on it. The links are on the show page right in front of there. It's also on the Facebook link as well. We're going to start off here with a great show, a song. Okay, let me pin this real quick. There we go. Well, where is it at? There we go. So on Facebook, it is pinned, the links. Thank you so much, Angela, for putting the links up there. And everything you need to know is on the Facebook link or on the show page. Now, on with the song here. And then right after this, Media Michelle will come on and we'll take your calls here on the show. So the song that I promised you, first time ever played here on the show. This was picked out again by my son, Nick, who picks out all the songs for Media Michelle, because Media Michelle is really a special friend and mentor to my kids also, Nick and Holly. And listen to the words of this song, okay? And it's the title of the song is called Till It Happens to You, okay? Until It Happens to You, okay? And then that... In you know, that's really telling, you know, until it happens to you that you're homeless or that you are one of these minority groups and that, you know, that is singled out and how bad you feel, you know, like they always say, don't ever judge unless you've walked in their shoes. So let's play the song. Right after this, Media Michelle Fletcher and your calls here on Journey in the Light.
You tell me it gets better. It gets better in time. You say I pull myself together, pull it together, you'll be fine. Tell me what the hell do you know? What do you know? Tell me how the hell could you know? Thank you. happens to you, you all know how I feel.
Welcome back, everybody, here on Journey into the Light. What a beautiful song. Thank you so much, Nick. And, boy, a lot on that song to talk about. Let's bring in Media Michelle Fletcher to the show. Welcome back, Michelle.
Hi there. Good evening.
How are you doing? Good.
Good. I'm doing good. That was a really beautiful song. You gotta love Lady Gaga.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much to that song. And, you know, to my son's point on that is, you know, most people know in the song, on the show, my son is gay. And that, you know, and he tells me all the time, you know, like you don't know how it's like at times to be gay and how people, you know, look at you or, you know, judge you and things like that. And it's true and it's sad. It's that way in a lot of ways, like homeless, you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so really a great song.
Yeah. And I mean, even you could take that same idea and put it towards, you know, when somebody loses a child, and people are really uncomfortable with being around someone who's had such a tragic loss, and they end up saying things like, oh, you have other kids, it'll be okay. It's like, so we're so kind of naive on how we deal with, you know, bereavement issues. So we don't quite know what to say. Because you haven't lost a child, you really shouldn't say much at all. Just, you know, extend your love and your thoughts and prayers. But to have an opinion, you know, is inappropriate.
Right. Exactly. It's and, you know, a lot of times in grieving, the best answer is, you know, is, you know, I think is you're right. I don't know how you feel. It's like when someone loses, as you were saying, a child, you know, that's how I answer. I don't know. And I hope I never know.
I hope I never know. Right.
Mm-hmm. So, and everybody grieves differently. And just because, you know, someone grieves, gets over or moves on in 6 months doesn't mean the next person has to do it the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, the loss of a pet, that's really sensitive too. You know, when you talk to somebody who's just lost their beloved pet of 15 years, you know, you just want to be careful with what you say. And
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so true. Yeah, back to my question earlier, you know, when someone's getting a reading and they're holding an item of their loved one,
yeah,
does that help bring spirit in more?
I don't want to disappoint anybody, but no, it doesn't. If you just think of your loved one, that's good enough. They don't need it to know that you're thinking about them. They don't need to see you holding one of their items. But if you, as the person who's still living, feels closer because you're holding an item, then that's a totally different story. They're going to be there. The loved one will be there regardless if you're holding the item or not. But it's so funny because if I'm, you know, in the middle of a reading, this happens all the time, like the underwear with the sister and the panties. So a couple of weeks ago, I did a reading and I said, your mom's telling me you have some jewelry of hers, particularly a watch is what I'm seeing. And she almost fell over in her chair and she was silent for a good solid minute. I thought I lost connection. And she said, as soon as you said that, I was literally reaching over and putting the correct time on my mom's old watch. So So during the reading, she grabbed her mom's watch and started messing with it, and then I picked that up.
Right.
So, and it's so funny because people are like, don't you get used to this? You seem really shocked. And I'm telling you, every single time my client gets a blessing, I get it tenfold. So when something that amazing comes through, I'm just as blessed and excited as my client. It's just as fun and miraculous to me as it is my client. And I never get sick of it. Or it never gets old. Because you don't know what's going to come through.
Right. Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. Yeah, and that's kind of what I like about the shows, especially the mediumship, where we, you know, the show's more, I know you do both psychic and mediumship, but most, you know, we do a lot of mediumship when you're on, and because you just don't know what's going to come on the radio. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I like be able to, you know, especially get to those calls who are really hurting. I mean, just really, I mean,
mm-hmm.
when I can find those people and zero in on them, I mean, I take mm-hmm. off any kind of time clock or anything like that. And so, take down the clock. take down the shot clock. It's funny, some people who try to help me out and stuff, and if it's a real grieving call, and they'll be like, Michael, they're over their time. Like, come on. This person,
oh, I know.
You can't cut them out.
You're right.
I'm like, okay, that's it.
Yeah, they're in the middle of tears. Sorry, okay, time to go. No, if they're upset
right.
and clearly distraught, you spend more time.
Exactly. I mean, I've had some really serious calls in this show where, you know, they're contemplating their life and,
right.
you know, I'm very delicate with mm-hmm. them, and I'll even talk to them in the screening room before they go. And, you know, that infamous call on, you remember years ago, I was on the weekend. It wasn't even a call in, but they were a regular caller, and they contacted Holly and I, and Holly came to
I
me
remember.
And said, Dad, yeah, they're... She's ready to end her life. We got to do something about it. So Holly and I, my daughter, stayed with her on the phone until she drove herself to the hospital. We could talk to the nurse that she was in the hospital. And the good news was a year later, she called back to the show and said she was, you know, much better. So,
that was
rewarding.
Suicide alone is a tragedy all in itself. Yeah, and it should, something that, it should never happen. But sometimes the person is in so much pain, they really don't see any other option, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's why I try to, you know, tell those people, it's, you know, it's not always going to, you know, stay that way. It will get better, even though it won't seem like it will, but it will...
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I've been in a horrible situation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine? Yeah, the pit.
I call it a pit when you get so low. It's like, oh, you're in the pit. And then you have to climb back out of it.
Uh-huh. I felt like, you know, I was in the pit, you know, back in when I started this show. A lot of people didn't know because I, you know, it wasn't going to tell, you know, people have their own problems on the show. I wasn't going to lay out mine. But, you know, it was during 2008-2009 when the financial collapse happened and we lost everything.
I was there through all of that. I remember
right,
all of that.
Lost our house, our car, all of that, and I still continued the show. And then about 3 years later, we got hit by a tornado,
and we, of course,
yes, right. And it's like, how much more, God, you know?
Right.
How much more am I supposed to take? And It was tough. But one foot in front of the other.
Yeah, I love that song. That's a Christmas song on a Christmas movie. I won't sing it, I promise.
Oh, please do. All righty. Well, let's see. You got, before we go to the calls, you got any spirits coming around already you want to say?
Well, I have some exciting things in the works. I'll be in San Diego at the end of July this month to shoot a pilot, where that pilot will then be shopped around to different networks. So that's exciting news. And then the second piece of exciting news is I'm going to be working with a charity event called Lions and Tigers and Bears. And so what they do is all over the country, they will go and rescue animals. They'll fly out there, they'll treat them medically, and then they'll fight for the rights of the animal. So a lot of times people have, there is one, I was looking at the website, and there is somebody, some wealthy person bought their daughter a baby cub, and then it grew up and she couldn't have it anymore. And so, you know, that bear obviously can't be in the wild, so it had to go to this place, the shelter. So anyways, the charity event, I'm going to be doing that, I believe, in September. So let me know if you're interested, if you're in the San Diego area. I go out there a lot. I lived there 32 years and recently relocated to the Midwest. But my daughter and my soon-to-be granddaughter that's going to be born in September, she still lives in California. So I'm out there probably every month, once a month, or every 6 weeks. So anyways, let me know if you're interested in attending the charity event in San Diego. You'll probably get to see the animals and take a tour of the property. So it'd be worth your while. I know I can't wait to go see the animals.
Well, very cool. Yeah. See the animals and see Michelle. That would be great.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a large group demonstration. There'll probably be about 100 people there. And so I'll be delivering readings to the audience members.
Very cool. I'm sure a lot of your hometown, San Diego, would be happy to see you come back. That's where I know you're from.
Yeah.
Well, and Texas, but that's a neighbor to me.
I have three homes, I guess. San Diego, the Midwest, and Texas. But anyways, when I take your call, so I do like to talk a little bit about expectations. And so when you call, leave your expectations out the door is what I like to say. I don't mean to sound rude, but, don't have any expectations. It really does take two people to have an amazing experience. It takes me as the reader and you as the readee. And so together, if we're both open and honest, you'll get a really good reading. They're not always wonderful and great and profound, but I definitely strive and I do my best to bring forth evidence so that you know it's your loved one. And you can ask me questions about your life journey, career, relationship, stuff like that. Sometimes they block me, so I definitely don't get to know everything you ask. So if you ask a question and it's not revealed to me, that just means that you're not supposed to know at this time. And I don't think you've heard that. You haven't heard me say that before, Michael, but I am finding that is generally the case. So, we get information exactly the moment we're supposed to receive it. And sometimes it's not the right time.
Right. So true. Please be open, when you're getting the reading. I'll add, please be open to what's being said, and just if it doesn't agree with you right then, just hold it and come back to it, because a lot of times it will resonate with you later. And the great thing about this reading you're getting tonight is that the show is archived, so you can come back to it, the your reading here, audio, and hear it over and over, so you can that's important. You won't catch it all. Never do.
And a lot of times, I'll ask my client to write down whatever doesn't make sense. And then, Michael, like what you just said, you know, as soon as they get off the phone, they have memory recall and they remember why I said what I said. And they're like, oh, yeah. So to the listeners, it seems like, oh, she just got that wrong or she's inaccurate. But really, it was a faulty memory. So that happens.
Right. Alrighty. So let's go to the first caller then. And again, if you're just joining us, we dedicate this show to the Homeless Mission, Love in Action. So please go to the GoFundMe link or the PayPal email address. Donate $25, or if you could do more, that would be awesome. But please do that. And then either let me know either in the Facebook chat your area code and you donated, or I'll come to you in the screening room anyway, and we will get to your call, okay? If you absolutely just can't donate and you can donate at a later time, like later this week, let me know. Or, again, if you just can't donate, period, call in, stay on the line. We'll work in as many callers as time permits. And let's go to our first caller here. And area code 917, welcome to the show. Thank you for your support. And your first name?
Valkis.
Can you repeat that?
Hello. Valkis. B-E-L-K-I-S.
Valkis. That's unique.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very pretty. So how can I help
you
this evening?
Hi. I would like to know if I can connect maybe with my grandmother or my sister, whomever wants to come forward.
Okay. Grandmother or sister? Well, I definitely have one of them here. I don't know if this means anything to you, but I'm seeing a dark red maroon purse, and she has it over her shoulder, and she's just patting it, and she wants me to say it.
Oh,
now,
my God. My whole body's shivering. Oh, gosh. That is weird.
What does that mean to you?
My sister is a shoe and bag lover, definitely.
Okay.
It has to be.
So she's maroon or red must have been one of her favorite purses or one of her favorite colors. Okay, because she's just patting it. Do you have any idea how much this sister loves you? The shivers that you got from head to toe, that's her love. That was her love pouring down on you because she just did it to me. I'm like, oh, my goodness, well, I need to make sure you understand that when you feel that, that's her connecting with you. Now I have your grandmother. She's so darling. And she is showing me this old TV, and it has the ear antennas. And I just think that was, she liked to sit in front of that TV and kind of roam around her little house and watch the
We were not allowed to go in the living room as kids.
Oh,
so weird.
Oh my God. And you know what though? Her husband must be with her because I'm seeing both of them in front of that TV.
Yes.
Yeah. The furniture is really dated, really worn down, like a orange, just kind of, you know, that type of furniture. So they're all here and.
Oh my God.
But your sister is very bubbly and she's just a beautiful soul. She has this warmness about her and this smile that she's showing me. She must have had a really beautiful smile that could light up a room.
Oh my gosh. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. She was very beautiful. Yes. And her smile, if she smiled directly, like she could just bribe anybody with that smile. Yep.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm getting
correct.
K-E-N, like Ken or Kendrick, that sounding name. She's telling me that's a mutual friend. It's not a relative. It's a, you know, a mutual friend. Do you have any idea who that would be?
I'm also, I my little brother's name is Bernard, and she calls him Ben. I don't know.
Ben. I don't know if I want to make that connection. I almost want to do because it's just so close.
You know why he's going away? He's leaving my mom's house.
That's
and my mom. Okay.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Because generally, when there's something happening within the family, they will mention that name. So she knows everything
okay.
that's going on. Say it again.
Oh. Okay. Yes, she's leaving. And my mom is a little bit sad, and yes, I can see
okay,
where
and
she steps
in. There are two birthdays in the family coming up, actually one that recently passed and one coming up, and then I have the month
Jesus
of October.
Christ. Jesus Murphy. Okay. My two kids just had a birthday, June 18th, June 10th. My
mm-hmm.
mother is August. My grandmother is October.
Okay.
Oh dear.
So the grandmother that I'm connecting with just said her birth month.
Ah, okay. Okay,
yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Okay, you have a long generational, let me make sure I get this piece of information right. I really just don't like it when spiritual guides will say to their callers, you have a gift too. You know, I don't throw that around a lot because, first of all, I know how hard
Jesus
this work is. But you know where I'm going with this. But, and it's not you. I mean, I'm seeing generation. So very, very tight with your ancestors. And
my Lord. Michelle, I waited 4 weeks to talk to you. And believe you me, yes, from this morning I woke up 11:11, and I'm like, what's wrong? I have a massive headache. The minute my body shivered, the headache went away.
The headache gone, yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
I can't believe this. And it's like I'm holding the phone. I'm like, okay, it's almost mine. I have to reach out to you. Last week you did a reading. You did the reading, but you stopped right before me. And everything you were talking about, the reading was me. And I'm like, let her know that it's me. But I had no way to reach out
all the time. That's why there is a bit of confusion in the last week's show. And I knew for one of the callers that all the information I was getting was not for her. I just knew it. And I feel bad for the caller, but I
Are
knew
you able
it was for
give
someone
messages?
Else. I'm sorry?
Are you able to give messages back to them?
Oh, yeah. They can hear every single thing that we're saying right now.
Oh, my gosh. Can you tell my sister that we are fine? That I know that my mom still worries about how she passed, why did she pass, but
I knew that was
going
to come up.
Mm-hmm. I have one rule. If you're gone, you're gone. I just want to meet you whenever I meet you. I suspect that she's gone either from an infection after giving birth or some breathing issues. But my mom is still uncertain, but I don't really talk too much about it to her because ever since I'm a child, I just see things, I hear things, and she thinks I'm crazy. But
well, you're not crazy.
But
I knew you have an ability. But let me speak on that, the infection. It was an infection. I'm going that route because I suddenly felt very ill.
Oh, my God.
And I know you don't, that doesn't matter to you and it shouldn't, as some people get really caught up on that. But it doesn't matter how they've left, they've just, what you said, they're once you're gone and nothing else really matters. But so it was an infection. Sepsis, it spread. Do you understand?
Yes. I'm a nurse. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God,
I can feel it.
Back. Yes, my whole body is shivering as you're talking. This is weird. I've never had that reaction before. Could you tell them that?
That's her. They can hear you. And if you're a medium yourself, you need to know that
they
can hear you.
I'm not a medium, but people think so. I just want to let them know that I am also on my path because I have stage 4 cancer and I accept everything. I mean, my kids are almost going to university and the little one is 12, but I talk to them all the time to let them know that it's just, I'll be next door. They could just talk and if anything, I'll be next door. And I don't want them to be stressed out about it. I just want to know that when I do a transition, can they be the first people there? I just want to go straight through.
Yeah, your sister is going to be front and center, and then standing behind your sister will be your grandmother and your grandfather. And I have some spirit guides here. I just saw a whole flock of beautiful white doves. And you're an amazing warrior.
Yes, thank you. I mean, I don't fight anymore. I don't take medication. I just try to watch what I eat. But I just want everything to be smooth, and I just want to live every day as it is until then.
Well, you're extremely brave. Extremely.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Let me see what else your sister has to say. Did you visit her a lot, like when she was sick?
What did you say?
How old was she when she got sick?
35. Me?
Okay.
Me? I was.
No, her. No, your sister.
My sister, she was 35.
Yeah, and you guys were closer than close. I mean,
like
amazingly close. And I think part of this passing has a lot to do with you miss her so much and just want to be with her. I want to tell you that because I really feel like, and I know you're in the acceptance phase, but if you wanted to, you could turn this around. But part of you wanting to leave is to be with her again. So she's like a soulmate, twin flame, very, very, well, twin flame and soulmate are two separate things, but I mean, I'm just trying to drive into the point of the closeness I sense with the two of you.
Yes.
It's two souls, or no, one soul and two separate bodies. So you both have the same energy essence.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, wow. Thank you.
So she leaves. I know we got to run, but she leaves and hands me yellow birds of paradise flowers.
Oh, what that means.
So that doesn't mean anything. I know already it doesn't, but I want you to keep your eye out and they're going to show up and you'll know that that's your connection to her. Please, please, please know that you don't need a medium to connect with her. You can talk to her. She'll guide you through your process that you need to go through. She'll be with you every step of the way.
Jeez,
okay,
my whole body.
I'm going to say one last
thing.
Can
you tell me if she's the one flickering the light all the time in the house?
Yes, and she's telling me that you're taking your meds, or no, you told me you stopped. There's one medication that she's talking about that you should keep taking.
God.
I'm not a doctor, and I feel uncomfortable speaking about this, but
exactly what you're talking about.
I know you do. I know you do.
Oh, my God. Thank you. And that's the only one medication I was hesitating to take. And I got, thank you very much. You know what? I will start taking it from today.
Okay,
because
you already knew you already knew you needed to start taking that one. Okay. Well, thank you. I hope that was.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much for the work that you do. And I love you and Michael so much. And regardless whether I call for a reading or not, I feel as a nurse, as a community health nurse, I used to go in people's houses and help them even when they didn't have any money or anything else. And I feel like it is also in my path to try to help out with the work that he's doing. And thank you so much for reassuring everything you said. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
The accuracy is unbelievable.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your kindness and your love. I just want to say that to you.
I know.
Aww, coming from
you.
And you're dealing so much, and you're just coming here and giving everybody a whole bunch of love and gratitude, and that's just beautiful. So thank you. Thank you for being a part of our lives. Okay. Well, thank you.
Aww.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll see. Okay. Thank you. We'll see you here on the show and the next show. So, alrighty. Thanks again. Much love to you. Okay. Oh, that was a nice caller.
Very nice.
Very nice.
I was really sad to hear about her illness.
Yes, very much. Very much so. But to be that strong and to, you know, to give so much love and out to people, and she's dealing with so much. I just was so touched by that. I you just never know what people are dealing with. You just don't know. And that's why it's so a good thing to be kind to everybody and love everybody. So
yeah,
as much as we can.
As much
as
we can.
Right. I mean, no,
except
we're all human,
cut off.
But yeah, so my son says to me, "Dad, don't use the horn. Don't be using any hand gestures."
You know, I have to say the biggest difference from, like, you know, I don't know if it's the biggest difference, but one of the things that I've noticed, you know, driving around in San Diego, a big, large city for 32 years, and then coming out here to Wisconsin, San Diego drivers are mean and rude. Oh my gosh. I would probably get honked at once every day driving, or, and definitely a couple of, you know, fingers, you know, once, a couple times a week. And I've lived here for almost 2 years, and I just had my first honk the other day.
Yeah.
Someone honked at me. I'm like, oh my God, that's the first time. And I was so appalled. Like, what?
Right. Yeah. I know what you mean. It's and you know, the thing that gets me, and I will go to the next caller here, is that you know, it used to be in the early day, you know, not so long ago, that, like, if you let somebody in in front of you, they would wave, like, hey, you know, thanks, because,
yeah,
you know, I still do that. Someone lets me in, I'll wave. And nowadays, you know, I let people in, and there's just, you know, like, they just take it for granted, you know? Like,
I know. Like, robot, and no face, no wave, no smile, no nothing.
Right.
So you want to roll down the window and say thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Right.
All righty. Let's go to our next call. Again, if you're wanting to speak to Media Michelle Fletcher, press the 1 on your phone, okay? I am coming to people in the screening room to help you out. If you have any questions, press the 1 on your phone, okay? Let's go next to Shirley. Shirley, welcome to the show. Thank you for the support.
Hello.
Hello, Shirley. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, good. You can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm good. I'm wonderful. What's going on? How can I help you?
I'm just curious. Like, I've had lots of people that have passed away, mm-hmm. crossed over. I'm just wondering who is popping up and if they have anything, if any of them have anything, any words of wisdom for me, for my future, I guess.
Okay. Why don't you choose one of them and let me know their name, so the one you probably want to hear from the most, so that I can focus somewhere, because if I need to be able to focus on spirit.
Okay. Can I give you two?
Let's start. Well, yeah. Go ahead and give
one. Okay. So Brent.
Okay.
Brent and Jesse.
Did they know each other?
Kinda, but not really. They met.
Okay.
They
did meet. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good enough for me, because I do see them together, and for some reason, this is where you have to help me out. I'm getting some kind of a circus connection, like, you know how these men would walk on these long sticks and they'd be giants and they'd walk through. You want to think about
stilts?
Yeah, stilts. And kind of, it's a TV show. I believe it's a TV show that you watched with one of them, and it had to do with a circus. I think that's what I'm getting. I could be wrong. How does the circus make any sense to you?
It doesn't.
Okay. Yeah.
I've never been to a circus with either one of them, and I don't recall ever watching anything on TV or anything to do with a circus.
Okay. Well, I'm going to set that aside, and if somebody's listening in to this radio show and that makes sense to you, please let me know. So, yeah, I mean, it's trickling in the information. Did you have employment with one of these guys?
No.
Did you work? Okay.
No.
There's a blonde-headed man, kind of clean-shaven, preppy, and I see him sitting in an office. I see him sitting at a desk. So if we can't make a connection with, I'm afraid I'm not able to make a connection.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that's blonde hair that would be sitting at a desk.
Anyone in the family?
My younger brother kind of has, well, he's got light brown, blondish hair sitting.
Well, preppy, very handsome, very clean looking, and I just see him sitting at a desk. So I'm wondering if one of these gentlemen knew him, your brother.
The one did. One's male and one's female. Jesse is a female.
Okay. I am going to make that connection. Wow, I got scared for a minute there. I'm like, I'm not connecting. So which one of them knew your brother?
Brent.
Okay. So that would be a hello from Brent, to say hello to your brother. But why is he at a desk? That's what I want to know.
I don't know, because he's a truck driver. When he was doing some paperwork, he had to do some health and safety stuff for the company.
I was just going to say paperwork. Yeah, I was just going to say paperwork and employment stuff. That's why he's sitting at a desk filling out this paperwork. So that would be just let him know that they were with him, you know, when he did that. I got truck driver last week, too. Were you listening to the show last week?
No, I wasn't.
Mentioned in one of the readings. I keep seeing truck driver. Okay. So I'm getting the feeling of one of these loved ones. It may not be either of them, but one of them's coming through and they're telling me that they had a very bad eating problem. And that was part of their health issues was their diet. So Do you understand that? Which one of your loved ones?
I would say that would probably be Brent.
Okay. Okay. Was he overweight?
Yes.
Yeah, heavily.
Overly, but
okay.
He had a terrible diet.
Yeah, and the health issues were related to his eating. He's saying he should have taken much better care of himself, is what he's telling me. And he puts his hand on your shoulder and he says, "What a good friend. What a good friend." So would you understand him saying that?
Yeah, I could.
Okay. You also talk to him in your mind, because I'm hearing, "I love you so much, I miss you," or things like that, just sweet, kind. Don't take me so literally, but you're definitely connecting with him in your mind, and he wants you to know he can hear you.
Okay. That would be yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because I can hear you. I can hear your mind. I can hear what you're thinking and what you're saying, and so you naturally know that by speaking with him in your mind, he can hear you.
Okay.
He is extending a hello. Is his mother still alive?
No.
Okay. I want to know who this other female is that he's extending his hello, someone he loved very much, and she is very motherly figure. Yeah.
Somebody that's still living?
That's living. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Maybe his sister-in-law.
Possibly. Yeah. And then is there a connection to Dallas or Texas?
No. I'm actually calling from Alberta, Canada.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, there's a connection to Texas. So just, you know, keep that in the back of your mind. And particularly Dallas. So I hear Michael. I think it's going to wrap up. One last thing that I want to say before we wrap it up is I have the name Kim, or K-sounding name, and then I'm being told that there's a lot of commotion in your life. It kind of seem very scattered, like you have your thoughts or your focus on one thing one minute and then another thing another minute. So try to pull all that together and bring it to you and try and focus on one thing.
Okay.
Because the scattered and being, you know, you want to stay grounded and focused on one thing, because what's driving you crazy is that your thoughts are kind of going all over the place. Does that make sense? I tried to explain that the best I could. Okay.
Yeah. I'm very ADHD. All over the place. What did you say the name was, or the letter of the first name?
Oh, Kim. K-I-M.
K-I-M?
Yes, and that's a mutual friend or family member. Yeah, and also a month of December, but I know we got to wrap it up. And when I mention a date or a month, that generally means it's a birthday or a special event or something that's really, you know, unique for that month.
Okay.
Okay, so I gave you a lot to think about, and then if anything that
sure.
comes through makes sense, just message me on Facebook.
I will do that. Thanks
okay,
so much.
Okay, well, thanks for calling all the way from Canada.
Yeah.
Okay,
hey,
thanks
evening.
For your call, Shirley. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Shirley.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And for the listeners out there, if you want a private session with Medium Michelle, what she does, you can reach her at her Facebook link. That's how you do it. Send her a message. The link is right here on the show page, right here on the radio page. Can't miss it. Link is right there to send her a message. And are you ready for the next call, Michelle?
Sure.
Okay, great. Let's go to to let's go to Evelyn in California. Welcome.
Hello. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you tonight?
I'm excited, actually. I'm definitely taking the advice that you mentioned. I have no expectations. I'm just here take in what it is. So I'm excited.
Well, good. I'd love to help. So what is your question tonight?
I just want to know if there's any messages from a loved one, you know, any,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, my first
love. Yeah, I have a little feminine, small, petite woman coming forward.
Okay.
Yeah, she's coming in on your mom's side, but I'm not sure if she's a family member yet. Let's just get more information. Do you have a sister on the other side too?
No.
Okay. Do you know who this would be?
When you said petite, I'm not sure.
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. When you said petite, I'm not really sure. I was thinking it originally could have been my grandmother, but she wasn't petite.
Okay. Well, I mean, people have a different idea of what
perception
petite is.
Yeah,
say it
that's
again.
True.
So
yes,
I do think it's your grandmother, and we just don't have the same definition of what petite is, but but you know, she's coming in on mom's side, so I knew it had to have been someone related to your mother on your mom's side. And she says she's acknowledging tears, not from her passing, but of current events. Or she's acknowledging sadness within. Would this make sense to you?
Sadness with me or with her daughter?
Well, I mean, if there's tears flowing, which that's what she's showing me, it could be with you or a person that she was very close with. So she's acknowledging their trouble, their pain, whatever it is that they're going through. And so your daughter is going through a rough time?
Oh, I don't have a child. I don't have children.
Who did you say?
Her daughter. I said her daughter, meaning my mother. Meaning my mother, but it's probably my mother.
Okay. What's that beeping? Okay. So feel like your mother is going through quite a bit of life-changing events. There's a great deal of fear that lives within. Some of it's expressed. Some of it is just in her own thoughts. So do you know what's going on with your mom?
No, she's not happy, so that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, there's depression, there's fear of the future, a feeling, you know, of unknown. Family seems to be a little bit distant than it has been. Do you understand that? Would you understand when I say that?
Yes, we should be closer than what we are.
Yeah, that's a lot that is upsetting to your mom, is that she's desiring, especially in her older age, she's desiring her family to be a lot tighter and a lot closer than what it is. And then that's also, you know, why your grandmother would come in and show tears. And don't think that your grandmother's upset, because there's only bliss on the other side. She's just showing me that so that I relay the message. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And somebody in the family just got tinted windows, or they're excited about their dark glass in the car and their vehicle. And that's something you may not even know, so you have to kind of...
My mom has tinted windows in her car, and I'm contemplating following suit and getting tinted windows on my car. Because
yeah,
it can help.
Thank you for that. That's a beautiful validation. And And I think you should, because you love it. Your mom loves it. It's like the greatest thing since sliced bread. So I want to acknowledge financial issues. I don't know if this is you or your mom. I have no idea, but I'm acknowledging lack of abundance and finances. Does that make sense with you or your family?
Not with me, and I don't think with her either, which is a good thing. Thank goodness.
Okay. Well, your grandmother showed me counting nickels, and so if I'm going to see money on the other side and I see that it's a very small amount, that to me tells me somebody has an issue with money.
She's a spender.
You may not. She's what?
My mom's a spender. She spends everything
she has. Too much. Okay, that's why I'm seeing the nickels. So there's, I don't want to label that and say it's this big, huge issue, but it's definitely self-medicating through shopping. So it's just like any other thing that we self-medicate. And your grandmother talked to your mom about this, you know, before. So I also get a family vacation. I'm seeing a beautiful scenery. It looks like a lagoon, gorgeous waters with like these mountains in the water. It's like, feels like Cancun. So I want to know who's taking this trip, because I want to go too.
Actually, I'm taking a trip to Oregon and to Canada. There's definitely lots of water and lots of lakes.
The water is just incredible. So it's beautiful.
I know that your grandmother's
your trip and that she's going to be with you when you take that vacation. She was actually the one that coaxed you and gave you the ideas, because we have to go on vacation. We have to do things that bring us joy and pleasure in life. And our loved ones on the other side, you know, really do move us to do those things for ourselves. So she gave you the thought. And you're like, okay, I hear a thought. You don't know it's your grandmother. You just think it's your own thinking. And then you plan a trip. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Okay. And then you're married? Or do you have a significant partner?
I am not married and I'm not dating.
Oh. Well, I just saw a hot, steamy scene with someone. So, and I believe that's probably something that you wanted to know even before you called, and it's coming up, and there is someone coming. So I saw a really romantic scene in front of a fireplace, and I saw you with a really handsome person. So just keep that in mind, okay?
That's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw you cheering and toasting and wine glasses. So, you know, this story keeps getting even better.
Oh, that's funny. I do have a fireplace and I do enjoy wine. That makes sense.
You love fireplaces and you love wine. Okay, well, it's coming. Yeah, I mean, this room that I'm seeing is just beautiful. It's like a B&B. It's just cozy and so romantic. So I want to say pretty soon, I would say no longer than a year. So just keep a lookout.
Because Mr. Wright's around the corner.
Yeah. I don't know if he's the one, but it will definitely be romantic. It'll be a romantic relationship.
Oh, gosh. I feel like I don't want to waste time.
On. Is there someone at work that you have in your eye on?
No, not at work.
Are you sure?
I work with
have your eye on someone. You have your eye on someone, and I'm going to give you a description. If this person fits this description, then it's that person. So it's very basic, you know, tall, dark, and handsome. He's just handsome.
He's tall and he's handsome. I do have that person.
Okay. I think that's it.
Yeah, that I don't think that person has feelings for me, so I'm kind of like letting it go.
Don't jump to that conclusion. So I see you two in front of a fireplace, you know, toasting wine. So, you know, I'm going with that. I gave you a description. He fits it. You know, that's how a reading works. It's like a puzzle. You draw in the information and you create a story. And so, and that's my story. So definitely go for it and try and try to get in front of him, his attention, get his attention. I see you as being very shy around him. So you got to get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, that's hard for me. Michelle, are there any messages from Joe?
I think that's Michael interrupting.
We're at the end of our time. Sorry.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate the time. Thank you so much, Michelle, and thank you, Michael.
Sorry I couldn't get to Joe.
No, that's fine.
That doesn't mean that he's not here. Okay, well, have a good night.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, let's take our final call of the evening here. We'll get everybody in. And Anna, welcome to the show.
Hello. It's good to be here.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for doing this. This is very well appreciated.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. So thanks for trusting in me and calling in. What can I help you
Yay.
With?
So I have a few questions actually for you. Do you just channel people from the other side who have passed, or do you also channel spirit guides of those who are around?
Anything and everything. So I can even connect with people who are living, just like I did with the last caller. I was tuned into the pain of her mother, and I brought information from the mother who's still alive. So it's really whatever you need.
Oh, cool. Okay, so I'm more interested. I don't really have a lot of people in my past who have passed away that I'm very well aware of, but I have a very strong connection with my spirit guide.
Hold on. I'm already seeing one. So I'm already seeing one. She has a crown of either roses or glorious flowers, and she's wearing it as a crown on her head, and she's very angelic and beautiful. So this is more of a feminine spirit guide. You also have a strong connection to Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel. And you also have a connection to the Mayans. So I don't know if the Mayan has been a source of research and study for you in this life.
Oh, you go, girl. You go, girl. I am Mayan Indian.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm from Guatemala. I was born in Guatemala.
Oh, my goodness.
You nailed it. The very chances
okay,
of that.
Okay, so you know your history.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you,
and
you know what's
up
happening.
A lot of the Mayan culture. Is there anything about that I should be aware of? Because this is the second time I've heard this. Okay.
Absolutely. So I would try and learn as much as you possibly can about the Mayans. I would learn about the 2012 shift, which did happen, and we're still undergoing this great shift in humanity.
And you kind of cut out. What was that last part? I'm writing it down.
I said that you need to research the 2012 great shift in consciousness that the Mayans did predict. And it did happen, and we're still undergoing the shift. So it's a great shift in humanity. That's nothing that I'm reading or channeling. That's just what I know. And but I think that, you know, you have a destiny to make this shift and transform into spirit. So what that means is the ego takes a back seat, because right now ego is running the show. And this is for all of humanity. The ego runs the show. And what the shift is all about is the ego takes the back seat. And then spirit is driving the driving force. So it's like a complete opposite.
Okay.
So, and that means your true authentic self is coming through to where you operate in the world from your higher self as opposed to the ego. So, you know, go into the Mayan, learn all that you can, and really connect with that, because you have a huge purpose. You're not born a Mayan for nothing, let me tell you. You have this grand purpose. And but anyway, so I want to really acknowledge this flowery goddess that is present in front of me. She's glorious, and it's just all about roses and flowers and beauty. It's like she's amazing. So know that she's with you as well. And
I'm hanging out lately with a new circle of friends, and I'm just wondering. And it's a circle of friends that I attracted. Because I'm very much in the business world, but I carry and I bring kind of the spirituality when I hear people putting themselves down with words like I can't or I feel stuck, and I'm constantly shifting through conversation. And so I'm just kind of wondering from my spirit guides and from my family that's constantly around me, my spirit family, as they're guiding me, because they're bringing me to all these circumstances. I'm asking for it, and it is attracting every single time. And I listen a lot to Abraham Hicks, so I'm constantly putting myself in that vortex of energy. And I do the 17 seconds in the morning of gratitude. I mean, all that good stuff. So I'm wondering on the spirit realms in your world, what you can see, what I don't see, but what I feel, what's shifting there? What should I know about this new group of individuals that I'm coming into?
First of all, you're coming into your true power. And so we know when we're wise and we're advanced, we know that the word has power. And so you're using the word to attract what you want out of life. You're also doing a great deal of releasing negative unconscious behavior patterns.
Okay.
And so those are getting released. But let me tell you, those are stubborn. So they may pop up. That's
they
just
do.
Your ego. Yeah, they'll pop up and you'll act it out again.
Recognize them.
Like, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that again. I know better, but you did. Don't worry about that. Those are just, you're there. You're already there. You've already whipped this, and you will transform those negative behavioral patterns that we all have. And we all have to transform and release them and let them go. But they do creep up, and then we get discouraged and we feel bad. So, but I want to motivate you to keep going. Now, this group that you're working with, you're the advanced one in the group. Now, there is one other female that I'm being shown. It is really at your level and your equal. But really, that group is for you to teach them. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
that's
as far
what I have.
As far as my career and where that's heading, this is a good group to affiliate with, though.
I mean, it's uplifting. It gives you a purpose and a cause. Because I think you're the one that's teaching the group. You're the glue that holds everyone together.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
And I absolutely don't see you holding back. When you have an insight or a piece of wisdom, it's coming out of your mouth.
Yes, that is so true.
Yeah.
This is true. Thank you. I appreciate that. If there's any other messages, is there anything else that I should know at this time?
Get into nature as much as you can. Go ahead.
I'm in the process of writing a research paper for school, and it's really about I've seen a lot of businesses. There's a company called the World's Most Ethical Businesses.com, and really what they are is they're just a full range of big corporations that talk about ethics. My interest in writing my final research paper was based upon holistic businesses and their ethics. And so I'm trying to attract into my circumstances that research and that lineage. Is there anything that I should be guided to, or anyone that I should be aware of or watchful of that comes into my alignment as I'm in this process?
Yeah, you need to get on the road. You need to schedule some appointments with the naturopathic places and speak directly to the doctor. So you need to have a list of questions, pre-thought out questions, and write them down. And I feel like you need to interview between 3 to 5.
Oh, it's going to be a lot more than that for this research paper. The survey has to be you're absolutely right. There are a bunch of questions that have to be correlated. There are a bunch of survey questions, but we're looking at probably over 100 people that have to be interviewed for the final research paper.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
so if it's three, it may end up being 300 or something. Who knows?
Okay. What I'm getting is they need to be face-to-face local. And I don't know why. I don't know why they're telling me this.
That's what I need to hear.
Okay. I don't know why they want me to tell you to drive in the car and meet with them, you know, one-on-one, but that's the info I'm getting.
No, that's perfect. And I'm doing that right now so that tells me I'm on the right path. That's good.
Yeah. And then I think there's something you're really going to gain from meeting with them one-on-one. There's going to be something that you learn that is going to take you in a different direction later in life, not now. Something's really going to pique your interest. Yeah, something's just going to pique your interest. One of the doctors is going to have something to say, or you're going to learn of something, and it's going to take you on a different road. The same road, but different. Hard to explain.
Interesting. Oh, that's so insightful. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. So, yeah, meeting them. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Is there anything else? Because we're definitely hitting a lot of good areas here, which I'm just loving.
I think that's my goal, though.
Yeah, we're out of time.
We're out, okay.
Yeah,
and
we're 10 minutes.
Maybe 8 minutes there. Okay.
Yeah. All righty. We appreciate your call.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Good night.
Good night.
And to everybody out there, again, you can get a private full session with Media Michelle. And the link to contact Michelle is on the show page as far as her Facebook page. Just send her a message. And I do want to add that Michelle does donate a sizable portion of your reading. Just let her know you heard her on Journey in the Light to our homeless mission. So again, it's another win-win for everybody. And so hope everybody enjoyed the show tonight. Great readings, Michelle.
Thank you so much. I thoroughly enjoyed myself this evening, and great callers, and everyone so supportive, and I had a great, great time. Yeah, woohoo!
And the audience loves you, of course. All righty.
It's nice to be loved.
Yes. I'm giving you a big hug and a round of applause. So, all righty. Michelle, if you could hold the line for just a second, and everybody else, thank you for being here. I'll be back on the air tomorrow night. So, we'll hope to see you then, and also on Thursday. And a special show, I believe, Saturday night. So thanks again to everybody. And in case you didn't hear the song at the beginning of the show, I'll play it for you one more time here at the end of the show. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Tell me it gets better in time. You say I pull myself together, pull it together, you'll be fine. Tell me what the hell do you know, what do you know? Tell me how the hell could you know? only hold your head up. Hold your head up and be strong. 'Cause when you fall, you gotta get up. You gotta get up and move on. Tell me, how the hell could you talk? How can you talk? 'Cause until you walk where I walk, it's a small talk. Till it happens to you, you don't know how it feels. How it feels. Till it happens to you, you won't know. It won't be real. No, it won't be real. Oh, no, how I feel. Till your world burns and crashes. Till you're at the end, the end.
Liver and onions, Salisbury steak, Sloppy Joe Tuesdays. Hot turkey plate,
hot turkey bird.
Lunch lady, 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 lunch lady. And she's on the trail for the mystery meat.
Feel like you're falling backwards, like you're slipping through the cracks. Like no one would even notice if you left this town and never came back. You walk outside and all you see. Look inside and all you feel is pain. And you can't see it now, but down the road the sun is shining. And every cloud there's a silver lining. Just keep on. You'll find anyway. With the weight of all those disappointments whispering in your ear, you're just barely hanging by a thread. You wanna scream, but you're down to your last breath. But you don't know it yet.